In Kosovo, violent clashes are raising fears of a renewed ethnic conflict in the region. The violence started after elected ethnic Albanian mayors took office in the country's northern Serb-majority area following a vote last month. Local Serbs, an ethnic minority in Kosovo, rejected the mayors and protested, and Kosovo's police moved in, seized municipal buildings, and clashes ensued. Dozens of people have been injured in those clashes, with police and NATO troops on one side and Serb protesters on the other. NATO sending more troops to try to quell the violence. Joining us now is Igor Božić, news director for TVN1 in Belgrade. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Leila.
So what's the current situation in northern Kosovo?
Well, the tensions are raised, but seems to be that this morning is quite calm. So the Serbian minority, actually, the Serbian majority on the north of Kosovo, but not minority in Kosovo, is now trying to protest and to demonstrate against the mayors who are ethnic Albanians because they were elected on the election when they boycotted, the Serb boycotted the election. So they are protesting against that. They are coming into the offices which they consider it's their ownership because they are majority on that territory. And then they don't want to see the mayors from the Albanian ethnicity to be a kind of governing their municipalities, and they just want to reject them. And now when they appear with the Albanian flags on those municipalities in these buildings, they are protesting against that. And now we are seeing conflicts between Kosovo police and KFOR units. We saw that on Monday. Very heavy clashes, dozens of injuries on the both side, on the KFOR soldiers, and it is still very not secure.
Now,
area.
This tension, how much of a concern is that it will get wider? And Serbia's president has put the army on high alert. What's Belgrade's stance on the violence?
Well, we are seeing that as this is not the first time that he is doing that. Like when he saw tensions on the north, he wants to calm down and to send more military troops on the border. But we, right at this moment, we cannot see that any kind of conflict on the army level can escalate right at this moment. Belgrade is now looking into the KFOR, so the NATO soldiers, to prevent the peace, and looking at the statements from the KFOR and from the U.S. Officials on Kosovo and from the NATO, we are seeing that there is a kind of there is a kind of agreement that KFOR will solve up this situation on the north.
That's Igor Božić, news director for TVN1 in Belgrade. Thank you.
Thank you.